Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. They forgot what they have been taught. But they're going to be seeking or giving heed to these spirits that are going to be coming bringing all the damnable things which we once rejected, but now we're accepting for the use of diversification, tolerance, all these hidden words they're using to get us not to rebuke sin, to reprove sin. But Paul is telling him that the time will come, and now it is here, that they're not listening to sound doctrine from the Word of God. They're going to be seeking teachers with itching ears. In other words, the teacher is going to preach what the people want to hear instead of what God wants to tell them. Anybody that's preaching God's word know it's tough when you got to bring a message to folks doing things wrong. But I tell you, to fear man, not to fear man, but to fear God. Now, here we go. And then it says, they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. They're looking for those teachers that will tickle their ears. And then those teachers get puffed up. And they, here's what John 12:43 says. It says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Who are you looking to please? We have to please God. So when everybody else is doing wrong, we must do right, no matter what. Now, Paul tells him a couple of things in verse 5, and I'm almost done. It's not going to be too long. He tells him a couple of things in verse 5 here. He says, but watch thou in all things. He wants him to be sober. He wants him to be ready. In verse 5, he says, watch in all things. In other words, you have to be on alert at all times, because the Bible tells us is that Satan, as a roaring lion, seeketh about whom he may devour. Satan is waiting to pounce on you. Are you watching? And I tell you, one thing that will push Satan back, who knows what it is? The Word of God. Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but what? By every word that proceedeth from his mouth. Well, this is getting good here. Now, he also tells them to watch, but then he tells them this. Endure afflictions. Afflictions are hardships. Whenever you are speaking truth, you will have affliction. Can you imagine Jesus Christ coming during that time, preaching the truth? What did they do with the truth? What did the world do with the truth? Killed them, right? Because truth exposes darkness. And whenever you are standing for God's word, you will suffer.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.